Debating Arctic issues in the Arctic. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis.
It's really exciting to be here for this historic U.S. Senate debate.
Moderator Rhonda McBride opened a debate last week between candidates for one of Alaska's U.S. Senate seats by pointing out it was the first time such a high-profile political event has been held in the Alaskan Arctic. In this case, the city of Utqiagvik, formerly known as Barrow.
It was a good place to hold it. You know, we're the most northern part of the United States.
Sherry McKenzie is principal of Barrow High School, which hosted the debate, and she says her students, most of whom are Inupiaq, appreciated the significance of the event.
The students, you know, were part of the first time in history that this has ever happened above the Arctic Circle.
University of Alaska Anchorage history professor Stephen Haycox agrees it was an historic event. He says in an email that setting the debate in Utqiagvik acknowledges the growing importance of the Arctic and the challenges it faces and the people most affected by those challenges, Alaska Natives. The debate organizer says that's pretty much why she chose that venue for the event.
If you're going to run for statewide office, it's not only imperative that you understand what's happening in the Arctic, but that you understand the people that live there and our relationship with the federal government.
Megan Alvana Stimful is an Inupiaq and executive director of the Inuit Arctic Business Alliance, an organization formed by three regional Alaska Native corporations. She says much of the debate centered on the slumping North Slope oil and gas industry and federal limits to offshore exploration and production. She says the candidates also weighed in on economic development, national security, and subsistence hunting rights.
We were honored to host candidates running for the U.S. Senate, and we hope it becomes a normal thing and, you know, frankly, a requirement to know who we are to represent us in Washington.
Alvana Stimful predicts more candidates will campaign in Alaska's Arctic in future election years because greater access to broadband and increased media interest in the region will help spread their messages far beyond communities like Utqiagvik. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.